Jim's actions, Startup Care Australia and Jim's death. Jim Gale was a leading activist in the anti-apartheid struggle in New Zealand from the 1960s on. This grew out of his involvement in the struggle for Maori rights. Because both New Zealand and South Africa are rugby mad, and each believes they are the best, they constantly want to compete to prove the point. New Zealand's team was, to a fairly large extent, made up of Maori players. South Africa would not allow Maoris to be in visiting teams since they are not white. So by cutting them out, they were cutting the strength of the New Zealand team. And so a campaign began in the 1960s called No Maoris, No Tour, with New Zealanders of all racial makeups becoming involved. Eventually, the South African government allowed a very pale-skinned Maori to play there. A token nigger was what the New Zealanders called him. We joined CARE New Zealand, which is Citizens Association for Racial Equality, and Jim was on the organising committee. CARE's main activity was around opposing racism towards Maoris and Pacific Islanders, of whom a great many lived in New Zealand. Then, as the anti-apartheid struggle grew, it also became a large part of CARE's work. But a separate organisation was formed called HART, Halt All Racist Tours, and Jim was part of its formation and an active member. Its leader was Trevor Richards, who incidentally had been a student of Jim's at high school in Kaikohe, living across the road from us, and coming most afternoons to have long debates with Jim about the state of the world. Hart's work was entirely devoted to stopping the rugby, cricket, life-saving and other sporting events between New Zealand and South Africa. Because of his actions against racism, Jim was appointed as the inaugural president of the government's newly established New Zealand Race Relations Council in 1970, with Sir Edmund Hillary of Everest fame as vice president. When we came to Adelaide in 1971, the South African Springboks were about to make a tour of Australia, and there was widespread action against it taking place. We had joined a group called SACAR, South Australian Campaign Against Racism, and this group joined with others here to organise against the Adelaide visit of the Springboks. Similar groups around the country took similar action, and they all shared information and ideas with each other by letter and phone. SACAR had a wide membership in Adelaide right across society, ranging from members of parliament, Indigenous people, university lecturers and students, school teachers, union members, women's groups, workers, artists and retired people. There were also many who had fled South Africa and Zimbabwe, then Rhodesia. There was a great feeling of camaraderie among all of us. When the Springbok rugby team toured Australia in 1971, there was widespread activity against it. Groups of many kinds all round the country organised a range of actions, sharing ideas and support with each other. There were groups involved in anti-apartheid, anti-racism, unionism, church, women's issues, education, childcare, the arts and so on. They shared ideas through letters and phone calls and in joint local organising meetings. There was no internet or email then. Excellent actions were organised in every city. After the tour had ended, state groups tended to return to working in their own areas with not much interaction. Then in 1974, Helen Hill and Neville Curtis, both in Canberra, suggested we should formalise an Australia-wide organisation to keep the links more active. And so CARE Australia, Campaign Against Racial Exploitation, was formed. And a wide number of anti-racism and human rights union and church groups around the country joined it. As a side, Neville Curtis was born in South Africa in 1947. He was an anti-apartheid activist and leader of the National Union of South African Students. After being arrested for leading a march in 1968, when he would have been 21, to demand the release of people detained without trial, Neville became New SAS's additional deputy vice president and later the New SAS president from 1969, leading its activity as an anti-apartheid organisation. As leader of New SAS and friend of Steve Biko, Curtis supported the 1969 creation of a separate South African students' organisation, a Black Consciousness Movement student grouping. In 1973, Curtis was banned by the apartheid government. In September 1974, he was charged with breaking the banning orders and fled the country to Australia, where he had family connections. He applied for a political asylum and was granted permanent residency by the Whitlam Labor government. In Australia, Curtis continued campaigning against apartheid. He went on a speaking tour for the Australian Union of Students across Australia, New Zealand and other countries. In 1984, his sister Jeanette Shun, who had fled South Africa also, was killed along with her six-year-old daughter, Katrine, by a letter bomb delivered by police spy Craig Williamson. All of that information is out of Wikipedia. So St. Car became St. Care, changing its name to match the rest, as did groups in most states. Jim became the coordinator of St. Care. Once Care National was formed, the interaction became much more regular and effective. A national Care newsletter was published, reporting on issues relating to the varying groups and information of overseas actions. Through the years, Care National and St. Care became quite forceful in their effect on Australia's position on various racism and human rights issues. Jim became the national convener of Care National and well known around the country and indeed the world. He was often interviewed on various media to explain various situations and attended many international conferences regarding anti-apartheid.